Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with another exciting episode of Humor at Work. So a lot of my clients feel that changing the culture in a large organization is impossible. They say, you can't just change a whole culture to make it a more fun, inspiring, creative, awesome place to work. That's like trying to... They tell me this, it's like trying to corral a herd of feral cats that are trying to nail jelly to the wall of the Titanic. Yes, it's just that difficult. It's a cliche superstorm, folks. Well, okay, I have to agree. Yes, it's challenging. And no, you sure can't do it overnight, especially since the job of building an inspiring culture is never finished. But yes, you can do it. And as many organizations have shown, you can actually make a dramatic shift in your culture faster than you might think. Here are five ways to jumpstart a cultural shift in your organization. Number one, focus on the important stuff, the stuff that matters. The Denmark supermarket chain Irma transformed their culture and, by the way, saved their business in the process when the CEO decided to try a revolutionary new approach, yes, putting people first. To achieve that goal, the company focused on three areas: leadership training based on personal development, open communication, and celebrating positive results. Within less than a year, Irma became profitable and today is recognized as the fifth best workplace in Denmark and the best retailer to work for in all of Europe. Number two, do a values blitz. I interviewed this company, the CEO of a company in Copenhagen last year, AFA JC Deco, this outdoor advertising company. They transformed their culture within 6 months by relentlessly focusing on each one of their four core values, but just one value per week at a time. So they would do this kind of deep, intensive focus on each of their four values and then cycle through them, a different value each week, until after 6 months, it became ingrained into everybody's attitudes and behaviors. Number three, create a 3-in-3 culture challenge. Challenge every employee and every team to do three things in the next 3 months to contribute to a more positive, inspiring culture. Number four, have more conversations and less meetings. Michael Abrashoff, the commander of the USS Benfold, he changed the culture of his ship by having a conversation with every crew member about the kind of ship they wanted to serve aboard. That was it. Nothing fancy schmancy, just in-depth conversations which led to a common understanding of the culture, and that led to an increase in the crew retention rate from 29% to an astounding 100%. And finally, number five, try my VCR approach. V standing for visibility, C communication, R recognition, easy for me to say. So V, visual, make it visual the change that you want to see. Signs, posters, badges, buttons, bumper stickers, mascots, I don't care what it is. Communicate success stories on a consistent basis. And you have to systematize this or it'll fall to the wayside. So open meetings with a culture moment. Create a section on your internet site where you communicate success stories and communicate the stories that you want to see more of. And finally, three, recognize employees and teams who are modeling the desired behavior. VCR, visual, communicate, recognize. And that's it. Five great ideas to shift your culture faster than you might think. And now my fun at work tip. It's always important to kick off a meeting in a fun way, in a positive way. So here are some more, five more questions to add to our growing list of meeting opener questions that are just a great way to open up any meeting with. Five questions. Here's the first one. What's the funniest thing someone has asked you since the last meeting? Number two, name one person who has helped you since the last meeting. Number three, what one thing are you most proud of since the last meeting? Number four, what are you most looking forward to in the coming month? And number five, what's the number one thing about your team, organization, or community that you are most proud of? And now my quote of the week by Ken Kraft. The closest to perfection a person ever comes is when he fills out a job application. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's a help wanted sign somebody sent in to me. Somebody with obviously very low expectations. The sign simply read, "Now hiring, must have a clue." Until next time, everybody, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.